Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Minister Ronald Lamola, will be tomorrow leading a delegation of ministries to meet his counterparts from Mozambique on this side of the border. Here in studio with us this evening is a ministry spokesperson, Crispin Peary. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome to our studio today.
Thank you for having me and good evening to our Point of View listeners. It's always nice engaging with them.
Lovely having you. So we're obviously preparing for this meeting tomorrow. The Minister will be leading a delegation from our side. Let's just maybe talk to who else will be accompanying him at this meeting.
In addition to the delegation, which comprises of the Minister of Defence, the Minister of Trade and Industry, police, and some agencies as well from SARS, the Border Management Authority, that would be the delegation. And maybe just to also highlight that, of course, this meeting comes off the back of a number of other technical engagements. You may be aware that the Border Management Agency has been quite involved with the situation to a point where there's even a perception that the border was closed at some stage. But it's always been an engagement with the Mozambican counterparts along the lines of, are you able to process the people that we have on our side? And as and when the Mozambicans say to us, no, we're not able to process them, then the Border Management Agency would then have to take some measures to allow them to get their processes up to speed so that they're able to process them. So as we speak now, the border is free-flowing.
Clear, from my understanding.
And things are moving quite nicely. So what this meeting seeks to achieve is to ensure that we have strong logistical arrangements in place to ensure that we're able to facilitate trade. Because as a neighbor, we are heavily affected by any unrest that would happen in Mozambique because it affects us economically, but also from people-to-people relations, right? We do want to see prosperity on the other side of the border and whether disputes enable them to resolve those disputes using their own internal processes, of course.
Now, I must say, the Border Management Authorities have been really good at communicating, you know, how things are developing on that side. We are told about 5 billion rand losses of trade by South African. So it's huge on our side. We are hoping that we'll get election results on Monday. Obviously, we're hoping that this will be part of the conversation tomorrow.
As we understand it, the Constitutional Council have actually even expressed this in Mozambican media, that on the 23rd they will be in a position to communicate how they have dealt with the disputes that have been lodged by opposition parties. And that's an important process that we believe should be given its space because it's an important institutional process. One of the things that we've done well over the years in SADC, but particularly in this year in SADC, is we've had free and fair elections in a number of countries. Some of them you have reported on have had seismic shifts in some of the countries, but there's always been a peaceful transfer of power. Even our very own election had its own challenges, and you never have a perfect election. But what is important is how those institutions that are there are able to process those challenges and ensure that they do so in a credible way. So, yes, on Monday there will be an announcement likely from the Constitutional Council, and we'll see how that plays out. But what we have said consistently is give space to the institutions of that country to address whatever challenges that are there, and let's ensure that all the role players are able to respect that process.
And then in as much as space must be granted, there's obviously a concern as to why it's taken this long, because that creates some level of instability, even though, you know, you get authorities saying that they've got a hold on it. But we can see the protests are, you know, wreaking some level of havoc in the country, and that's a concern for us.
Yeah, indeed. I think that's a right concern to have, to say, you know, the longer things take, the more people become impatient, the more people become suspicious of what is currently at play. But, you know, each institution handles things in a different way. Elections in Mozambique are not elections in South Africa or any other country. So what it takes to bring out an electoral outcome has its own dynamics. And we should respect that. And that's what we have to deal with. But what is important is once the institution says we are now in a position to pronounce ourselves because we've looked at these disputes, we should really allow them to do that.
We obviously heard reports of the U.S. Agencies coming in over the weekend, basing themselves here for some meetings. Can you confirm or deny those meetings have happened?
As I understand it, from our counterparts in NICOC and the state security agencies, that yes, they were meeting their counterparts. But, you know, Pamela, I also want to say this, that it's very interesting how this gets reported. Mm. If it was a Russian plane, there would be a commission of inquiry tomorrow. It would be headline news on every station you can imagine. Front page, Russian plane lands in Waterkloof. Are they interfering in another country's elections? But because it seems that maybe it's a country that is favorable to a particular sect, it's seen as though it's a benevolent intervention. And we want to say we should, as colleagues in the media, but also as society, really look out for these dubious narratives that play themselves out. Because when we say we are non-aligned, these are the type of things we talk about. We interact with all countries of the world on numerous issues. My counterparts at state security say this is a standard engagement that they have with their counterparts around a number of issues in their space, which we may not be privy to. And the location of the meeting is what dictated where this particular plane lands. But they say normally such a plane would land at Waterkloof without any fanfare. So at this point in time, it's because they're having their meeting closer to Mpumalanga around the Kruger Park region. So that's why then we have this plane there. But I just wanted to stress this narrative that plays out with some countries, but with other countries, it seems as though nothing untoward. But if it were a different country, if it were even the Chinese for that matter, you know, opposition parties would be lining up statement after statement. And we must call that type of duplicity out.
Very interesting, and I really like the fact that you pointed that out. There are countries that are recalling the ambassadors from Mozambique. We're not likely to do that, or are we?
Our High Commissioner is on the ground in Mozambique engaging with his counterparts. I mean, he's a very integral, for example, in facilitating this type of meeting. We do not believe yet that the situation requires us to pull out our ambassador and our High Commissioner, rather. Mm. And we will continue to engage our counterparts through him, General Simphiwe Nyanda, as you may recall, the former Minister of Communications, is our High Commissioner there, and he's been doing sterling work in engaging with our counterparts.
Unfortunately, we have now a cyclone that has disrupted all other things that are happening in the country, in Mozambique, and we've always been involved when it comes to floods, and we've aided there. Are we sending, you know, some aid there? What's our plan?
Part of what the meeting tomorrow will look at is also the impact of the cyclone, and also just to say condolences to our Mozambican counterparts who have lost their loved ones during this cyclone. You know, really the impact of climate change is really something we live with on our doorstep and even in our own borders. So this is really one of those that shows the impact of climate change. But we will be engaging with them. But as you know, South Africa has the capacity and has always been ready to assist where there's a humanitarian crisis. And if the need arises after consultations with our Mozambican colleagues, we stand ready to perform such.
Crispin Puri, thank you so much for coming through this evening. A Ministry of International Relations spokesperson. Look forward to that report after tomorrow's meeting.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.